This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And since it's Friday, I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm awesome. How are you?
You are awesome, aren't you? So, yes, it's wonderful. It's Friday. We've got lots of great stories to talk about.
And it's beautiful outside.
I know. So finally, let's get the show done and get out of here.
Yes.
First of all, we have to pick up on something that we've done before, and that is funny gym stories. Apparently, people like when we talk about funny gym stories.
Well, did you know that Jimmy Fallon does, he does weird stories like, Weird Wednesday, weird waiter stories, weird gym stories. So today, after I was finished working out, a lot of the yoga women, they stand around and chit chat in the locker room. And I was in the locker room and I was kind of eavesdropping on some of their conversations. And they were talking about how women walk, after they work out, they'll be nude and they'll go over to where the hair dryers are and dry themselves.
Blow dry their bushes.
Yeah. Yes.
That, and you know,
or from behind with the hair dryers.
Blow dry their backsides.
Yes.
That's gross.
That's disgusting. And so I went over to the girl that was talking about it, and she goes, I wish I had a Twitter account so I could tweet that to Jimmy Fallon so he can talk about that. But she said she's an instructor, and she's in a lot of different gyms, and she sees this all over the place, and they're typically older women. And like after they finish spinning, they'll do that.
They'll be all sweaty and stinky.
No, I personally have never seen that, but that was kind of a interesting
story.
They'll
just share that aroma with the rest of the locker room.
Well, who wants to use that hair dryer after they're finished?
Well, they're not
with that.
Putting it in any place. I mean, it's probably a ways away, but that's not even the point. The point is, I got to believe that like the heat and the air blowing is kind of like spreading that
germs,
stinky stuff around. Never mind germs.
I know.
I have a similar story. I just thought of it when you told me about this. So, you know, I go into the sauna after my workout. And the sauna is really rocking hot now. It's 160 to 180 degrees every time I get in there. There's this guy who comes in all the time. After he works out, he strips down in the sauna. He hangs his sweaty gym shorts, his sweaty black socks, because he trains in black socks, and his sweaty underwear on the wooden rack around the sauna.
Oh, that's disgusting. Do they even clean those?
Well, that's not even the point. So the heat from the sauna, he wants it to dry his clothes, but it stinks the sauna up. So the other day I said to him, when he did it, I said, you know, this whole sauna is going to smell like your socks in a couple seconds. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And he took them and he brought them outside.
But what about the shorts?
No, he took everything and brought them outside.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, had I not said that, he did that. He does it all the time. And it's like, I'm thinking to myself, are you joking? This isn't a dryer. It's like, it's a sauna. And the whole place is going to stink like your socks and your underwear in a couple seconds.
Well, how about the girl that used to bring her lunch in the sauna?
And eat in there.
Eat her turkey and yogurt in the sauna. And I'm going,
well, she's
really
weird anyway. Have you ever seen the exercises she does? This girl does the weird. I mean, I'm just saying, okay? She does some of the weirdest. Like, she'll grab two dumbbells, like two light dumbbells, like 2.5 pound dumbbells, right?
And she'll box with them.
She'll box with them, but then she'll throw her hands out. Then she'll bring her hands back. Then she'll kick one of her legs out. Then she'll bring it back. And she just does the weirdest stuff. It's kind of like, remember how Elaine on Seinfeld used to dance? Put 2.5 pound dumbbells in Elaine's hand, and that's what this girl does at the gym. It's the weirdest thing.
She's kind of strange.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your funny gym stories. If you have any funny gym stories, send them to us. If you have the Superhuman Radio Network app. Use the message interface to send it to us. Otherwise, send it to onair@superhumanradio.com. I want to hear your funny gym stories.
Okay, so we have a new sponsor.
Yes, we have a new sponsor. It's Seagate. Okay, so let me tell you the story. I've known for a long time that olive oil is being adulterated. It's impossible for them to keep up with the production of olive oil that the world is demanding today with the amount of olive trees there are in Europe and wherever, okay? So it's long been understood that the manufacturers of olive oil are cutting the olive oil with other oils. There's really no way to you know, when you get the olive oil, when Trader Joe's buys it, it's in bottles.
Do you know what they'd cut it with? Like, do they cut it with canola oil?
Cheap oil. Okay. Whatever the cheapest oil they can get. Okay. And you can tell. So,
by the color and the taste?
No. By the smell.
Okay.
By the smell. This is really the way you can tell. So I remember my grandmother used to use a brand of olive oil. It was called Pompeii. Okay?
I remember that.
Yes. And I remember the color, but most importantly, I remember the smell and the taste. When you smell it, guess what? It smelled like olives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, and it's really green, too.
Yes. So a good friend of mine who listens to the show, Billy Mitchell, told me about this company. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm having some allergy problems today. And he told me about this company called Seagate. So I ordered a half-liter bottle. I opened the bottle and I smelled it, and my memories of Pompeii and my grandmother came rushing back into my head. And I poured, and you remember this, I poured a tablespoon out and put it in my mouth, and it tasted like I remembered olive oil to taste. In fact, then I poured it in my mouth and I just drank a mouthful of it.
And you guys know how Carl is. He started just drinking it.
But it tasted so good.
And it smells wonderful, and it makes food taste so much better. It's beautiful, a color, green.
I contacted the guy who owns Seagate. His name is Richard Lentz. His story is amazing. He's going to be on the show. So Richard recognized what was going on, too. It's well known within the olive oil industry that olive oil is adulterated today. Even if it says 100% pure extra virgin olive oil, it's not all olive oil. And you can smell it. You can smell. If you put a bottle of Seagate next to whatever you're buying now, you'll realize that what you're buying now has a heavy, muted smell. It doesn't smell like olive oil like Seagate smells like olive oil. But anyway, Richard Lentz has his own olive trees that he has planted and procured in Mexico. And they do small batch, highly controlled olive production where they hand pick every olive themselves. It's not a machine. You know, most olive oil companies, they use a machine. The belt goes around the base of the tree and it shakes the tree and all the olives fall down into this big upside down umbrella, it looks like. And whatever's in there, snakes, bugs, and olives, good or bad, all go into the press. Well, they handpick the olives, so that means that they're selecting the best olives, number one. Number two, they use a gravity press, which is very, very different. And this is unfiltered, extra virgin olive oil. It is cold all the time. The whole process of pressing, using the gravity press, and bottling it and storing it, it's always cold. And the end result, I promise you, if you have never tasted real olive oil before, and chances are you haven't, when you taste the Seagate stuff, you will say, oh my God, this is what olive oil should taste like.
And as soon as Carl tasted that, he says, I've got to get this guy on the show. It's awesome. I was just thinking, I like to make baked asparagus, and I put that olive oil on the baked asparagus, just a little bit of it. It makes it taste so much better. It makes all your food taste so much better.
Well, let me tell you something else about this deal. So Richard Lentz doesn't advertise because he doesn't even have enough product to advertise, number one. And number two, he's a small company, small producer, very, very small operation, boutique type of a company, and he really doesn't have the money to advertise, per se. I have never done an affiliate program with anybody before in my life, quite frankly, because I don't really know if I'm going to get paid or not get paid. But I said to him, I want to offer this to my audience. I don't care how we do it. He doesn't do affiliate programs. He doesn't have an affiliate program. So we had to set up this kind of relationship where I said, look, let's make it available to the audience. If they buy it, they buy it. If they don't, they don't. But this way, you're not spending any money unless you sell something. And I've never done, in 9 years, I've never done this kind of thing before, but I was so committed to this product and getting the audience, making it available to the audience, because we all use olive oil.
Yes. And it's only $18.50 a bottle.
It's $18.50, and here's the beautiful part. That's a half liter, which is usually the size you buy in a grocery store.
And it's a pretty bottle, too.
Well, yeah, I know. You want to save them.
I like
use
that
them.
Bottle.
But you buy two bottles, you get free shipping, because that's the dollar amount to get free shipping. You buy two bottles, you get free shipping. And he ships it in styrofoam cases. So it's number one, because so the bottles don't clank around. But more importantly, he said, to keep the temperature from affecting the olive oil. Now, another thing that you'll notice, some of the bottles have some murkiness to them, like cloudy stuff at the bottom. You just shake it up. Because this is pure, unfiltered, unheated olive oil, the color is all the same, but some bottles will have some cloudy stuff at the bottom. It's no big deal. It's the stuff, the remnants left behind of the olive oil, of the olives. It's delicious. It's the best olive oil in the world. And I'll tell you what, if you buy a bottle and you don't like it, I'll buy it back from you because I'll use it. So it's great stuff. So you'll see the banner ad on Superhuman Radio. I hope you check it out.
Yes.
Okay, couple things. First of all, I had a guest on the show the other day, and I know the audience heard the pause. We were talking about how, let's see where it is. Exercise and liposuction may improve cognition in obese. And this was the Dr. Alexis Stranahan, which she was wonderful. Well, during the interview, I said to her that I believe that we are devolving. That for the first, our brains have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And now they're actually shrinking because of obesity and the diet. Our guts are getting bigger. Our brains are getting smaller, which is the opposite of what happened from Australopithecus to Homo erectus and so on, where our guts got smaller and our brains got bigger. And she corrected me and says, no, we're not devolving. We're just on a different track. She didn't say wrong track. She said just on a different track. Some parts of the brain are probably growing bigger, she said, which I paused and I didn't say anything. I think I said, oh, okay. And I just like I listened and I didn't want to challenge her. I just let it go. Well, as you know, I'm reading this book by Daniel Lieberman called The History of the Human Body.
Are we going to get him on the show?
The way Randy Roach's book changed this show, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Daniel Lieberman's book is changing this show. So many of the things that I've instinctively believed and talked about on the show, he is talking about in this book, and he is basically validating many of my opinions. He doesn't use the word devolve. He uses the word disevolution.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying the same thing that I'm saying, that we are actually interrupting and interfering with the natural evolutionary process. We're trying to get him on the show. He's a very, very busy guy. But I am telling you, I've told you, look, everybody should be reading all the time. In fact, I'll tell you something that was told to me once and it stuck. The difference between you and a doctor are the books that the doctor has read. So if you read those books, you know just as much as the doctor. You don't have to go to medical school and get a certificate if you want knowledge. If you want to practice as a doctor, that's a different story. Daniel Lieberman's book, The History of the Human Body, is a must-read for everybody in this audience. In fact, I would say to you that it could potentially be the Superhuman Nation's manifesto. That's how strongly I feel about this book. I will read this book a half a dozen times before I'm finished with it, minimum. But
you have to let me read it first.
Absolutely. He talks about disevolution, and he... Without agreeing with me, he supports something that I've been saying all along, that we are interrupting evolution now. And he agrees with it. And he's a scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a dimwit.
So, you are not.
Oh, I am. And I'll prove it to you.
Oh.
So I have this new app. It's a great, if you haven't gotten the app, download it at Google Play or the Apple Store for iPad and on iPhone. And the app has this great little feature. It has this little message interface where people can get messages to me. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Most of the time.
Except when somebody wants to call you on something you did wrong.
Well, no, that's a good thing, too.
Yeah. So Michelle Hebert sent me a message.
Long-time listener.
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
And she said that when I talked about birth control the other day on one of the shows, I trivialized the idea of women using birth control by saying that, you know, women who use, doctors will give a woman a birth control pill so she can go out and have unprotected casual sex, but they won't give a guy testosterone, so he can build muscle and feel young. and they both carry the same risks. And I kept saying it over and over again, and she became insulted because she's married and she doesn't want to have any more children. So she's been using birth control. And she said, you know, you're going to make women out there who listen to the show feel like whores by what you're saying, that because they're using birth control. And, you know, when I read that, I thought she's absolutely right. I went too far in trying to prove a point.
Probably should have just said it one time or not at all.
Well, I shouldn't have said casual sex. I should have said sex that doesn't result in a pregnancy, which is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Casual sex implies that they're promiscuous, they're having sex with everybody, which isn't the case at all. So I went too far in trying to make a point. So she sent me the message through the message app. Yeah. So first of all, I have to apologize to her. And second of all, I have to apologize to all the women out there who are using birth control appropriately because they don't want to have another child. And so that is really the statement. And the reality is that birth control carries the same risk as testosterone therapy. Why do they hold women's health at a lower standard than they do men? They won't let me take this stuff and say, oh, no, it'll increase your risk of blood clot, heart attack, and so on. But they'll let a woman take birth control and say, go on your merry way.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to apologize to all the women out there. And especially Michelle. I didn't know if I should apologize to Michelle because her husband Jimmy will kick my ass or Michelle will kick my ass, because I've seen Michelle in the gym too. So there you go. But that's an example that I am a dimwit. So, okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of great stories to talk about. And towards the end of the show, we've got lots of great listener comments and questions that we'll cover. Believe it or not, the fallout from the newsletter fiasco continues on.
Still happening.
But we got some good sports out there. We're going to focus on the good sports today.
Okay.
You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, that's odd. A song was supposed to play. Why isn't it playing? Hold on. This really sucks. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to edit this out of the... Okay. Just bear with me 1 second. Here we go. Let's see if this works.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Reason we need this song.
I love this song.
But that's not why we need it for the show. Why do we need this song during the show, Elisa Profumo?
Because I'm happy.
But also because you have 7 tips for being happier, right?
Yes.
One of them is listening to this. This song actually makes you happy. I like that song.
Okay, so did you read The Secret?
Yes, I did, actually. No, I watched the DVD. I'm too lazy to read the book.
If there was one takeaway from The Secret, it's to feel good now.
Yeah.
Because if you according to The Secret, if your mind is a magnet, if you feel good, then it's going to bring good into your life.
Right.
But if you feel negative and pessimistic, it's going to bring that into your life as well.
Right.
So we should all concentrate on being happy and staying happy.
Right, and the best way to do that is to listen to Pharrell Williams, right? That's the tip?
That's no? One of the tips is listen to that song. It makes you want to dance.
So what are the 7 ways of being happier now?
Well, one of them is to laugh.
I actually did a show about 2007 or 2008 with a guy who runs a place in Los Angeles called Laughter Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I
a
remember
form of
that.
Yoga where they laugh and they actually force themselves to laugh. And this was developed in India, that if you force yourself to laugh after a couple minutes, all of the same hormones that are produced when you see something funny and it causes you to laugh are created as well. So it can actually make you happy. It's one of the reasons I like to watch something funny at night before I go to sleep.
Because sometimes you'll say, well, I'm going to go down and watch something funny.
Family Guy.
Family Guy or My Name is Earl.
Yeah. Those are my 2 favorite shows that make me laugh. Family Guy and My Name is Earl. Yeah.
So I don't watch them, but I laugh all the time anyway. So
no, you laugh at me for watching them because you think they're so sophomoric, right?
Okay. The other one is be present. Be present in the morning. I mean, in the moment.
In the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, right. Don't be in the morning, in the afternoon, and don't be in the afternoon, in the morning.
Notice your surroundings. Be grateful for something different.
This is an important one, and I got to tell you something. This is not something you can fake. You really do have to feel grateful for something, whether it's your child or your loved one or the home you live in or the car you're driving to work right now, that you're, you know, you really need to think about it for a second and go, man, I'm really grateful. And you really need to feel it. When you feel grateful, the hair on the back of your neck stands up. You feel something on your skin. Your skin feels like it lights up when you feel grateful for something. You feel excited about something. You need to practice evoking that emotion from time to time.
Well, and also keeping gratitude journals is another good way to do it, to write down something every day that you're grateful for, whether it be, you know, they opened a Trader Joe's or, you know, silly stuff like that too. But even you can get more deep than that, but you have to be grateful.
Start somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Connect with someone. There's nothing like a human connection to boost our mood. You know, I think about, like, for example, we just recently went to visit my stepfather's sister in the nursing home. She's 92.
And sharp as a tack.
Well, yeah. And she, I mean, just being in there and seeing those people, if you could just take time out of your week or your month to go somewhere like that and visit someone or bring flowers to someone, or it just makes their day, and you know, spend some time connecting with someone like that.
Or if that's not possible, connect with a friend. But by connecting, when you sit with your friend and you say, how are you doing? Don't wait. Don't be thinking, well, I got to wait for her to say what she wants because I want to tell her what's going on in my life. Literally go, how are you doing? And then just be quiet and listen. Like, don't be, you know what I'm saying? Because most of us go, hey, what's new? Because we really want to tell our friend what's new, but we have to ask them first.
But what do you do if you have friends that don't really, they're not that deep, like
they don't open up to you?
Well,
probe a little bit, maybe.
Or they don't care to be on that level. Like, they just...
Then they're not friends.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Because real friends will open up to each other. They don't feel vulnerable. They don't feel like there's a competition between them and you, so they'll open up to you. People who feel competitive with you, feel threatened by you, feel that you are doing better than them, so they're jealous. They're jealous of you. They're not going to open up to you. But they're not friends then. Because a good friend will be happy for your successes, sad for your failures, and want to be there for you. That's a real friend. And that's why they say, you know, in your life, you're lucky if you can count, you know, five friends on your fingers. And that's the truth.
Okay.
Most people aren't friends.
The next one, it goes out to all the moms out there. Take care of yourself. Do something for yourself every day, whether it's just working out or doing a 15, 20 minute walk or going to get a massage or
sitting quietly and meditating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. And I learned this from Elisa. When Elisa and I first started dating, I was really enmeshed in other people's lives. And I had all these people who had drama going on. And all day long, my cell phone would ring and it would spill into me. In fact, even Aaron Singerman used to say to me, Carl, I don't know how you do it. You're constantly getting phones from people who need this and need that. And so it's obviously been a theme for a long time. But when I started dating Elisa, she said to me, and I'll never forget this. She says, you know how when you're on an airplane, the stewardess says to you, in the case of a cabin pressure drop, the oxygen mask will fall. If you're traveling with someone else, put yours on first and then put theirs on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, you're not living your life by putting your mask on first. You're worrying about everybody else's mask and you're floundering. And it, when she said that to me, I thought, you know, that's really a really great way to look at your life. Take care of yourself first. Don't feel guilty for taking care of yourself first, because if you can't take care of yourself first, you will be no good to those other people anyway.
Right. Well, and you have to have boundaries, you know, and that's all about setting boundaries. But anyway, so the next one is to get outside. And that, when I get outside, I feel so much better. If I'm working in the garden or whatever, it just makes me feel so much better.
And Elisa helps me with this one too, because most mornings I want to follow her around and watch her get dressed and talk to her. And she says, will you please go to work? Would you please go? So she's trying to help me get outside.
Oh, I don't know about that. The next one is do something nice for someone else. You know, when I was in sales and I was traveling around, I would always, when I would go into an office, there's always something nice that you can say to somebody, whether it's, oh, I like your new hairdo, or that's a beautiful color on you, or whatever. There's always something nice that you can say.
You do that to complete strangers. We were at Target. We were at Macy's the other day, and you looked at the one of the girls behind the counter and said, oh, I love your scarf, just like that. It was like,
I guess it's
and
a
then
habit.
She opened up and just started talking to you because you paid her that compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there was one that wasn't on here that I said when I was reading this article.
Get out. Well, it was go out more often, wasn't it? Get outside and do things.
Well,
outside.
No, it was get out early in the morning.
Yes, just get out
just
early.
Get out early. You know, once you get up, you get ready for work or even on the weekends, just get out early.
Yeah. Yeah,
it makes
it
you feel better.
Your perspective.
It does,
because we all know that when you're inside of a house, you can get all of a sudden you get this lazy feeling and you get bogged down, and then next thing you know,
or your chores will take over, or your computer will take over, or Facebook will take over. Just get out.
Yeah, get out
early.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. really good.
That was
stuff.
Not on here. That was my addition to the article.
And that, so there's 7.5 or 8, however you want to look at it. And the reality is that is our genetic makeup to get out early. Reading the book by Daniel Lieberman, I mean, we are designed to walk miles and miles and miles a day every single day. We were created to do that. And so when we just sit in the house all day long and we're shut-ins, that's not what we're designed to do. We're designed to be out there,
mm-hmm.
outside.
Yes.
So, and you know, when you think about it, we talked about this the other day, right? I said, what's the difference between when we were kids and when now? As far as, like, we always say, oh, you know, when I was young, I used to just burn fat off and I didn't have to watch my diet. Well, guess what? When you were young, you got out early in the morning and you didn't come home until late at night.
Well,
you were gone all day long.
And that's part of the problem with our childhood obesity. Kids are staying at home and playing on video games. They need to get out also.
I mean,
do a family event. Go to the park and take a walk together. Ride a bike together.
I mean, think about the parents who buy their kids Wii Exercise, you know, whatever they call it, Wii Fitness. It's like, are you kidding me? Just let your kid go out in the backyard and play. Make them go out in the morning and dig dirt. You know, just make them go out. Who needs we?
I mean, we all know that dirt has a bacteria in it that acts like an antidepressant.
Yeah, it makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Makes
so
you happy.
Go. Get some dirt.
Our theme for today is happiness.
Yes, yes. And anything that makes you laugh makes you happy. We actually have to take a break.
Already?
I know. We've gone a little long during the first segment. We can go long during this segment if you want to cover this first.
Well, no, that's okay. I just want to mention to our Canadian listeners really quick.
Yeah.
Carmela sent me this story, Carmela Cierzo. Thank you. That Dole brand Italian blend lettuce in bags, there's been a recall on it.
Okay.
And there might be some Listeria contamination. So if you live in Canada, Quebec, or New Brunswick, you may not want to be purchasing Dole salad bags right now.
No, you need to go find your family farmer and start buying your salad from your family farmer. How about that one?
Yes.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone
salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy per Coba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You ready?
Yes.
Welcome back.
You ready?
If you had to create a diet that was a single food diet and it was a food that you loved, like that's all you had to eat consistently, just so that you could entice the masses, the obese masses, to believe and to buy into your diet, what would that one food be?
Quest protein bars.
No, but that would actually help them, unfortunately. You're right. If it was Quest protein bars, they'd be better off. The Quest diet would be a good diet. Somebody needs to do that diet like they did with Subway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody came up with the ice cream cleanse diet.
Well, there's a ice cream maker in Venice, California. It's called Kippy's, K-I-P-P-Y-S, Kippy's Ice Cream Cleanse. They've come up with that. Kippy's Ice Cream Cleanse.
Go figure. And I mean, it's not self-serving that they're coming up with an ice cream diet and they make ice cream, right?
Right. Well, they do make ice cream, but it's not like the traditional ice creams that you're thinking of, like Breyers, Rocky Road. It's organic, raw organic and coconut based, as in coconut cream sweetened with raw honey and other natural flavors, and then it's frozen.
So it's there's no dairy in it?
It doesn't say so here.
Because if it says it's raw, I'm thinking it's raw milk.
Yeah, maybe so.
I don't think so. They can't sell raw milk. Well maybe they can in California. I take that back. I think they can.
Well, on this cleanse that you're supposed to be doing, you consume 360 grams of sugar a day. Is that not ridiculous?
Yeah, that's not a cleanse. They should call that the cancer diet.
I know.
If you want to get cancer fast, this is how you do it. You eat the ice cream we make every day, all day long.
Do people really do this?
Well, of course. That's my point. People want to.
They go through bouts of being high blood sugar and then, of course, from all the sugar. And then when they're fasted without the sugar, then they go through terrible plunges and get shaky and irritable. And it causes really bad diarrhea.
Does it? Is that what it says,
mm-hmm,
too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just sounds like a fun diet.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't either. I think they missed the mark here on this one. I think it was a good try to get people to eat your ice cream, but it's, I think this was a fail.
Well, they were trying to use also the benefits of coconut oil, which, I mean,
there's lots of
not mixed with just, all that sugar.
Yeah, just have the coconut oil then.
Right. So stay away from Kippy's ice cream.
Talk about your vinegar blog. We actually have somebody who posted some interesting information on there.
So I'm going to do a series of different practical uses for vinegar. And the first one I did was with distilled white vinegar in the laundry.
Laundry,
you know,
right.
We've talked a lot about the benefits of apple cider vinegar. Actually, I use that in the morning now with my lemon water. I add the apple cider vinegar with it.
But hot water.
But there's so many uses of just all different types of vinegar. So I focused on distilled white vinegar and just the uses in the laundry. Like, for example, you can use vinegar as a fabric softener. And I don't know if you guys know this, but fabric softener will make your clothes flammable.
Yeah, more flammable.
More
yeah.
flammable and less absorbent.
Right. So if you use fabric softener in the washer to do your towels, mm-hmm. you'll find that your towels don't dry you very well.
And then also, like, if you have, and I don't think I put this in my blog, but I do this at home. If you have towels, like the ones that you use in the sauna.
Right.
They get really sweaty.
And stinky.
And then they sit in your car all day long.
And then they, Elisa, because she's, when I bring the towels in from my car, especially when the weather is hot, and, you know, so I used it in the sauna, and I showered with it, and then it sits in my
car. Hot car.
Yeah, and then I bring them home. She goes, P.U.,
that stink. So I just use white distilled white vinegar, and it takes the smell away. Because when I started washing them, nothing would take the smell away.
I know.
But the white vinegar does.
Yeah.
And, like, if you want to clean your washing machine, just put some white vinegar and run it without any clothes in it, and that cleans your washing machine.
Same thing with your
coffee maker
and your dishwasher,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so if you haven't seen my blog, check it out. There's lots of good tips here on removing it. Removes creases from clothing. It takes smoke out of clothing. The smoke smell,
sweat, and the sweat marks underneath white shirts mm-hmm. and the armpits of white shirts.
Right, and I guess Chris Sturelli said a few months back he tried going extremely ketogenic with less than 15% or so carbs for a macronutrient profile. After 2.5 weeks, he broke out into shingles. He used apple cider vinegar both orally and topically, and it wasn't the only treatment I used, but he believes it did play a big role in getting rid of the shingles in about the same amount of time.
Wow.
That's good.
That is pretty good. So there you go. Apple cider vinegar, white vinegar. Vinegar is your friend. And you know what? A tablespoon of vinegar right before a high carb, high glycemic load, a carbohydrate meal will blunt its release into the bloodstream and lower the glycemic index. So it can also be your friend if you're dealing with trying to lean out or diabetes.
I love apple cider vinegar. I use that along with our olive oil on my salad. Love it.
Yeah, I had it with tuna fish the other day. I had olive oil, just a couple cans of tuna fish, olive oil, and lemon juice. Mixed together, and the tuna was fantastic. It was so good. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got some other really, really great
already?
Stories.
Already?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm getting back on the clock here, so we're at the 42 right now. So now we'll be normal after that. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about genetically modified human beings. The FDA is at it again. You're going to love this one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free. Along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout. When you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint. Blueprint banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch-tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is a mashup between Metallica and Punjabi. I like this. Yeah, listen.
Sounds like something from Bollywood.
Yeah, I like that. Metallica goes to Punjab.
Okay, so the FDA is going to approve GMO human embryos?
Yeah, they're at it again.
What are they thinking?
Well, here's the interesting thing, right? So they're allowing companies to start to manipulate the mitochondria of embryos to address potential mitochondrial diseases.
Inherited mitochondria diseases.
Right, but here's the problem with this, right?
And to treat infertility.
Yes, well. Here's the problem, and that's why by adjusting the mitochondria, some women are infertile because they don't have enough mitochondria in the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna fool with that, and they're gonna fool with mitochondria to perhaps in their mind alleviate mitochondrial driven diseases. But fooling with the mitochondria is really a dangerous thing. We know that cancer arises as a result of the mitochondria going haywire. And so they're going to start allowing this kind of work to be done. This is scary.
The babies being born to three parents, not just two.
Right.
And also, we need to mention that 44 countries have already banned this kind of genetic manipulation.
Yeah, this is dangerous stuff, but only here in the United States because, of course, the FDA is not out to protect people. They're out to protect the companies that do this kind of stuff.
So, and the FDA won't bother to discuss whether or not human clinical trials should take place. They say that's outside the scope of their meeting. Instead, they'll just outline what the trials should, how they should be conducted,
and what to do with the children that are born from it.
And some of the disturbing creations that they're coming up with is sex selection. So the parents can choose the sex selection. Of course, I just said this, the three-parent babies, dangerous epigenetic changes.
But no, these are some of the risks. So dangerous epigenetic changes are what they're saying are unknown.
Oh, okay.
So sick children, what they're saying is, look, what could happen out of this is these children are born with other illnesses we didn't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have all these sick GMO babies on our hand. What do we do with those? Then they're also saying that there could be dangerous epigenetic changes as a result of altering their mitochondria and then introducing them to this current environment.
One thing that they said that's not mentioned in the FDA document is that non-human genetic material could be added to this process at point.
Sure, like monkey kidney cells and stuff like that. So the next step is for them to go, instead of giving all these babies vaccines against polio and stuff, why don't we just put the monkey cells in the kid in the embryo? So that's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
This is tampering with evolution on the worst scale right here. Dangerous. But the FDA doesn't care. Remember that. They don't care.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of the FDA, I guess it was last month they approved a new painkiller, a powerful painkiller that's the same as OxyContin.
Well, more powerful than OxyContin, but what it does have that OxyContin no longer – remember all the rage about OxyContin being abused was that you could crush it and snort it or crush it inject it. This one is crushable.
So what's the difference in this and OxyContin? There's no difference.
Well, they made the OxyContin sustained release, so you can't crush it anymore.
But so this one you
this
can crush.
This one's going to take the place of it.
So they can snort it. Addicts, this is highly addictive. You can snort it, and you can also inject it. All you have to do is crush it.
It's almost like this company said, wow, now that OxyContin can't be crushed, there's a whole market for us to feed the black market. Let's come out with this new drug.
So the FDA approved it. They rushed it to the market because the FDA chief said we need a more potent painkiller for people who have...
I have a solution.
The name of the pill is Zohydro, made by Zogenics.
Right. I have a complete solution. I don't remember if it's Denmark... But one of those countries where they have legal marijuana use, any narcotic that's manufactured by a pharmaceutical company must be manufactured in a suppository form. This is a solution. If you have somebody who is in serious pain from a car accident or something like that, they are not going to object to having to take their painkiller and insert it in their rectum twice a day to alleviate the pain, because they will do anything to alleviate the pain. The people who won't take it and insert it in their rectum are the kids who are looking to party, because that's kind of gross. It's like, hey, let's go get high. Let's go in your house and stick something up our butts.
They'll do it if they're addicted.
But no. If you make this stuff that way, they won't get addicted because they won't use it in the first place. Because teenage kids, 17, 18, 19 years old, are so skittish about their butts to begin with. It's like they're not going to go, hey, we're going to go get high at Joey's house. What are you going to do? We're going to stick OxyContin up our butts. It's like, I'm not doing that. Forget that.
Well, what's so surprising about this approval is that the FDA's panel of advisors gave an overwhelmingly negative review of the product and voted 11-2 against approving the drug.
But,
and the FDA approved it anyway.
Sure, because the FDA is getting payola from the company that's releasing it.
And this comes a day after the agency said that they would recommend stronger controls on drugs that are combination drugs, such as Vicodin, which is also a hydrocodone, but it's got acetaminophen in it.
Right, which people abuse all the time as well. People take Vicodin all the time to get high. The FDA is a shill organization. It's a fraud. It's just a joke. I mean, they'll do this, but then they will go after raw milk producers and say that they're hurting people. I don't know what to say about the FDA, and I don't understand any politician who isn't going, you know, I think one of our projects this year is to fix the FDA. Why isn't a politician saying that? Rand Paul, where are you? Why aren't you leading the charge to fix the FDA? You claim to be a libertarian about the people. Here's an opportunity to do one thing to protect the people. Fix the FDA.
The FDA's chief, her name is, we've talked about her before, Dr. Margaret Hamburg.
Yeah, she's the one I sent my petition, that we have the petition
She
to.
Defended their controversial approval by saying that she would love it if we had an abuse deterrent formulation regulations that were actually effective. So what she's saying is that they don't have effective
I just gave her one. Make all narcotics in suppository form only. I just gave you one, Margaret Hamburg.
She said it doesn't do any good to label something as abuse deterrent.
No, turn it into a suppository. How many people do you think, how many kids are going to start using this new, what's it called? Zethomat? What's it called?
Zo something,
whatever it is. How many kids are going to start using this alternative?
Zohydro.
How many kids are going to start using Zohydro if they have to stick it up their butt, Margaret Hamburg?
And she said that the crush-resistant formula of another opioid, which is OxyContin,
right?
It's not optimal technology.
No.
So they rushed this one to the market. Yeah. However, there is a new one coming out called Purdue Pill that is not going to be crushable. So maybe this will be the answer. But why didn't they just wait for this one? Because they just...
You know their answer, because the company that's producing Zohydro is probably pushing the FDA, has paid millions and millions of dollars to the FDA already in the form of fees and stuff, and the FDA is trying to help them out. That's what this is about.
And so this Purdue pill has already been through final stages of a trial, which the Zogenix pill did not.
It's a joke. It really is a joke. All right, what do you want to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
We were going to talk about the FDA one more minute here.
Okay.
About the folate.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, we talked about this. I actually interviewed the company in Canada that's come out with this folate pharmaceutical. They're the ones who paid for all the research on folate, and they were the ones trying to control folate. Quite a few years ago, I interviewed them. They want to control folate because folate has some profound benefits, and they don't want to invest all this money in research and paying fees to the FDA if they can't have the market to themselves, and the FDA wants to give it to them.
So they say here that according to the proposal that the FDA has just released, the word folate will be banned from supplement fact labels, and only the term folic acid will be allowed. Folate is the natural occurring form of vitamin B9. It's found in foods such as black-eyed peas, chickpeas, and other beans, lentils, spinach, turnip greens, asparagus, avocado, and broccoli. So basically, they want to ban the natural form and only allow us to purchase the synthetic form.
Right, because this company wants to control the market on the natural form so they can use it as a pharmaceutical. This goes against everything. The FDA wouldn't allow BASF to patent our alpha-lipoic acid as a diabetes drug because it was naturally occurring, they said. You can't patent it. So what the FDA is doing now is they're making an about-face, and they're going, hey, we're going to help this company do something that they shouldn't be able to do. We're going to take something that naturally occurs, and we're going to turn it into a patentable drug.
And in their sneaky way, like they always do, they have a proposal, a new rule about nutrition and supplements. It's 109 pages. Well, they slipped in two little paragraphs on page 69 of about the folate.
Right.
So they're just slipping it into this proposal.
Yeah, that's what they do all the time. The FDA is going to try again to steal something from the American people that it should not be able to steal and give it to their cronies, the drug companies. And sell the American people down the tube. Even this doctor I had on yesterday, this psychiatrist, professor, John Reed yesterday, said that the international community laughs at the United States, basically is what he said, Because we're the only place where the pharmaceutical industry can take advantage of people the way they do, and you can thank the FDA for that. The UK doesn't do this stuff to their people. The UK is looking at a better and better place for me to live the more I listen about, I hear about it. And because when I said to him, it sounds like the UK is broken with the United States and taking advantage of its population, he goes, well, it's not just the UK, it's all of Europe, he said.
Okay, so if you guys are interested, you can go to the website for Alliance for Natural Health, and you can sign a petition about the GMO embryos as well as the folate and take action now to give, to say no.
Yeah.
Not to allow this to happen.
We can't have that. Because if they do this, then the next thing is vitamin C and vitamin D and vitamin A, and they'll just one by one. You know what the FDA is going to try to do here? Let me tell you what this is about, okay? Let's put on our critical thinking hats for a second. I'll wait for you to get it out of your glove box. Go ahead. Okay, you got it? All right, put it on. Okay. So what has the FDA wanted to do forever but hasn't been successful? Control the supplement industry, right? So they haven't been successful. They've tried to grab it, they've tried to control it, but it keeps failing. So what's the next alternative? Well, we'll just start taking individual supplements out of the supplement industry and give them individually to the pharmaceutical industry, one by one. If they get B, and now maybe B9 isn't important to you. You're like, well, I really don't take folate, I don't care. Well, if they do this to folate, the next thing is going to be D3. Then it's going to be retinol. Then it's going to be vitamin C. Then it's going to be, and you can just, one by one, they won't have to control the supplement industry because there won't be a supplement industry. They'll just take each of these supplements we take now and turn them into patentable drugs. You'll only be able to buy the synthetic versions or no versions at all. And they won't have to provide oversight to the supplement industry because the supplement industry won't have anything to sell anymore. And if you don't think that this is what the FDA is up to, you're not wearing your critical thinking cap. Because they've tried to grab the supplement industry forever and they couldn't. So now they're going to take the supplement industry away one pill at a time. It's disgusting.
It seems that the FDA focuses their attention on things that don't need to be focused on and not on things that should be, like things that are being imported into our country. And
yeah. Whenever the FDA has to answer questions to Congress about areas where they're failing, they always cite, well, we don't have the money to do that. We don't have the resources to do that. We don't have the ability to do that. We don't have the brain trust to do that. But then on the other side, they're constantly trying to grab more and more to control.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you kidding me? When are the politicians going to stand up for the people and stop the FDA? Somebody needs to slap the FDA's hand, like the kid with his hand in a cookie jar right before dinner time and say, now you stop that. When are they going to do it? Who's going to do it? Which politician's going to stand up and do it? Where the hell is American patriotism? Where has it gone? Have you sold that to other countries too? Elise has given me the cut it. Stop, Carl. Cut it. Okay. All right. We could take a break now, or we could cover another story.
Let's take a break and then come back. And we're going to talk about omega-3 fish oil and vaccinations.
Yummy, yummy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
Wasn't that song Gloria Estefan?
Yeah, Gloria Estefan, Miami Sound Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great. I actually saw them when I lived in Las Vegas before they became very popular. There was a guy who was in the supplement business in Florida who threw a party in Vegas, and they were the backyard band.
Wow.
I know. How awesome was that?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carmela Cierzo posted on my Facebook wall a video about a story from British Columbia where the family is furious because the teen was vaccinated by the school nurse without parental consent.
Right.
So when I went to view the video on Facebook, it was taken down.
Yeah, it was taken down by Facebook, in other words, because it's still up on the website, right?
Well, I found it on the website.
Right.
I just Googled the name, and it came up.
Makes you wonder if Facebook monitors and censors certain things, you know? It really does.
So evidently, this family had a daughter that died 10 years ago after a lengthy battle with cerebral dysgenesis,
Okay. Which
is a malformation of the brain. And that happened right after having a vaccination.
Right.
So
the parents were very sensitive to vaccinations.
They were very sensitive.
They were anti-vaccine people.
They're not anti-vaccine for everybody, but just for their children.
Right.
They made that very clear.
Yeah, Dean Bootsma.
They decided not to vaccinate their other daughters. Well, the daughter goes to school one day, and the nurse gave her I think it was three vaccinations. And evidently in British Columbia, 14 is an age of mature minor consent. But the little girl said that the nurse never even asked her and told her what she was doing. She just did it. But then the nurse said, well, 14 is the age that she can say.
Yeah, but she didn't say she wanted it. They need to fire the nurse, first of all. That's the first thing that they need to do. And then they need to sue the school. I hope that they can do that there in Canada. I wonder if the Canadian authorities will step in this family's way.
The health officer said, children can make informed decisions if they are sufficiently mature enough, and I think we have to respect that.
But she wasn't informed. The kid says she wasn't informed. Part of informed consent is being informed. Yes, she's old enough to consent, but she wasn't informed, according to this article.
The little girl said, I didn't really know what to do, and she, being the nurse, didn't really give me an option to not get a vaccine.
In a parallel universe where you could do things like this, the ideal thing would be to take this nurse and vaccinate her with some, like, really, really bad stuff. And, like, say, hey, you know what? We're going to vaccinate you. But not here where we are abiding by the law. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they would do something like that to a child. I can see why the parents are mad. I would be flipping out. I would find myself an attorney and sue the school and everybody along. Because I'm sure they can prove that the child was not informed.
So well, the child said she wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I hope we hear more about this story. I got to tell you that.
I hope so, too. Okay. So I wanted to talk about the omega-3 fish oil study. Ricky Pack put this on my wall, and he said, while this was in children, omega-3 supplementation caused longer sleep and less waking in the night. I have seen quite a few people post on Facebook about sleep issues and have dealt with my share. I plan to take my omega-3 fish oil more often. And then he said, funding appears to have been offered by a supplement company. However, this is a respected university, and who else would fund the research?
Right.
Sponsored by the University of Oxford with funding from DSM Nutritional Products, who provided the algae-sourced DHA supplements used in the treatment trial and also carried the blood fatty acid analysis.
Algae source instead of fish. It's not fish oil. It's algae sourced. Interesting. So the study was done on algae sourced omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
But notice that the article says how oily fish could help children sleep.
So what? Why do you think that?
Well, Adele Moussa so eloquently pointed out that that omega-3s are bound to triglycerides or other things, depending on whether it's fish oil or krill oil and blah, blah, blah. So they may act differently if they are coming from algae as opposed to fish. I mean, the right way to say this would have been, you know, omega-3 fatty acids help you sleep, but, you know, fatty fish is what they said instead. So I kind of feel like, once again, it's a little misconstrued. But nonetheless, not to lose the message, omega-3s could improve the quality of your sleep. I saw this study the other day. I actually saw the actual study, and I thought, wow, you know, and you, what did I do today?
You drank your cod liver oil.
Because I haven't been doing enough of it. I really haven't. And so I thought, you know what? If that improves my sleep, I'm down with that.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to start taking, I try to take it every day, but sometimes I.
How do you take everything every day, you know?
I know.
It gets hard.
One thing I do take every day, though, is my melatonin.
Yes. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
So melatonin has so many benefits, and Adele Moussa was kind enough to send me a wonderful list of really, really good melatonin research because I forwarded this one to him. Melatonin dietary supplement has anti-aging therapy for age-related bone loss. So, you know, as women age, osteoporosis sets in, and of course they're offered a variety of different pharmaceutical drugs like Boniva and stuff like that. And assuming that they're not on HRT, you know, they're at risk of losing bone. Well, melatonin supplementation by itself improves both the thickness and flexibility of bones as you age.
Now, that's incredible.
I asked Ginny to get the full paper so we can at least extrapolate what the human equivalent dose was given to these rats.
But they don't have dosage on here for humans.
Not on the abstract. But we'll get the study and we'll talk about it on a later show. But bottom line is, after 10 weeks, the rats that received melatonin versus the rats that did not, the difference in their femur bones was compelling. These compelling results are the first evidence indicating that dietary melatonin supplementation is able to exert beneficial effects against age-related bone loss in old rats, improving the microstructure and biomechanical properties of aged bones. So think about that next time you take your melatonin at night to help you sleep or for whatever reason. It's also probably helping your bones.
Seems like melatonin has so many benefits other than helping you sleep.
In fact, if you look in the RSS feed for this show, you'll find the show, I think it was show number 400 and something, called Anti-Aging Pill for Pennies a Day. And it's all about melatonin. I did a show with Dr. Russell Ryder, one of my many melatonin shows.
Isn't he the one that said he takes 20 grams a night?
20 milligrams.
20 milligrams sublingual,
he takes 20 milligrams of sublingual melatonin a night and has been doing so for decades now. He is called the godfather of the pineal gland. He has authored more than 700 papers on melatonin. He has written 5 or 6 books on the pineal gland. And I believe he's close to 80 and he's sharp as a tack. He's been on the show over and over again for years. So if he's evidence of what consistent melatonin supplementation can do for you, I'm on that boat. I want that. So
me too.
Yeah. So anyway, so there you go. Take your melatonin. It's good for your bones. And take your, omega-3 fatty acids and you'll sleep better.
Add that to your arsenal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of superhuman supplements.
Yes.
That the FDA will try to take away from you soon. Yeah. No, fish oil is, we're going to make that a drug. So you won't be able to buy salmon anymore.
And you can't buy diamond walnuts because they're drugs.
Yeah.
Of course, I had to invoke diamond walnuts. Yeah.
I have to have Elliot go through every show where you defend diamond walnuts and say, you should be their spokesperson.
I think I should.
I think so too. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more stories. And don't forget, we've got lots of listener emails and comments. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now. And the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
So,
you know, my favorite supplement is ginger. You know that, right?
Yes, and I've been using it every day in my tea. I just put a little, I have an eighth of a teaspoon with the ginger extract, and I put a couple of those in there.
It's spicy.
It's very spicy, but it really tastes good. It makes my tea taste great.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So there's a new study, and this was performed, Department of Biochemistry, Center for Biological Sciences in Tamil Nadu, India. Anti-obesity action of gingerol, effect on lipid profile, insulin, leptin, amylase, and lipase on male obese rats induced by a high-fat diet. It says what they basically did was they took these rats, they gave them a high-fat diet, and they gave one group, well, they gave three groups varying amounts of gingerol, obviously from ginger extract. And then then they had a control group that didn't get anything at all. And the three treatment groups were 25, 50, and 75 milligrams of gingerol per kilogram of body weight. They did this once daily for 30 days. In just 30 days, they saw levels of body weight, glucose, lipid profile, and insulin. Insulin resistance, leptin, amylase, and lipase were all increased significantly. In the high-fat diet rats, rats treated with gingerol and fed a high-fat diet showed significantly decreased glucose levels, body weight, leptin, insulin, amylase, lipase, plasma, and tissue lipids when compared to the normal control rats. The effect of the 75 milligram per kilogram dose was more pronounced than the 25, which means that it has a dose-dependent response. And they go on to say, these findings suggest that ginger supplementation suppresses obesity induced by a high-fat diet and might be a promising adjuvant therapy for treatment of obesity and its complications. So yet another reason to keep taking ginger every single day, because it's keeping you lean, keeping your blood sugar managed. I mean, it's just the one, the more you hear about ginger, the more you realize, holy mackerel, the FDA is going to be trying to take this away from us too soon.
Do you think the ginger ale that we make, that I make at home,
sure,
does the same thing as
yeah,
the extract?
Yeah, but not to the same degree. No, I mean, it does, yes, absolutely. But there's a lot less gingerol in it than the extract. The extract generally has about 5% gingerol. So if you take a gram, there's 50 milligrams of gingerol in there.
Okay.
Take a gram. And if you use this research, if you want to try to shoot for 50 milligrams per kilogram, then you'd, in my case, I'd have to take 100 grams a day. That's not going to happen.
No.
But some amount is going to work. It's got to be better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are companies that are starting to try to liberate just the gingerol from the ginger, but I think that's a mistake because the Sjögren's are not being studied, but we don't know. They happen in similar quantities as the gingerol. They probably have benefits as well. We just don't know about it because nobody's looking at that yet. Okay, so why don't we talk about listener comments and questions?
Okay, do you want to go first?
This came from Michelle Hebert. After she downloaded the new app, she says, love the new app and as always, love the show. And
was that before or after?
Obviously,
your
that was before my stupid comment about birth control pills. Hopefully, she still loved the show. So got one?
Okay, so Wyatt Everhart posted a picture of some milk, non-raw milk, the best non-raw milk I've found yet, which is illegal here in Maryland. He said, what do you think, Carl and Elisa? Grass-fed, non-homogenized, low-heat pasteurized milk.
Yeah, I can get behind low-heat pasteurization because I'm introducing a protein product very shortly. And low-heat pasteurization, which is generally 140 degrees for a half hour, does not denature the protein and does not destroy many of the peptides. However, it does hurt the enzymes and some of the beneficial bacteria. So it's the next to raw, I'd say it's okay.
It's milk made by Snowville Creamery. They sell it at Whole Foods. So that's, I guess, a good alternative. For interestingly enough, though, Fujicate gave it a C+. But I think you said that Fujicate, you don't like Fujicate, Carl?
I deleted them off of my app. They have an app, and I was using it, but I got rid of it. They're very mainstream about a lot of things.
Okay. Well, they did say that the product is minimally processed.
Why C+? I wonder why.
I don't know their whole system. And interestingly enough, they don't have vitamin D2 added. They have vitamin D3 added to
right.
this milk.
And that's good because the D2 is the synthetic kind, and it's not
right.
good. It's been linked to a lot of problems.
Right, so they do add D3 and not D2, so that's good.
Yeah, but I don't understand why Fujicate gave them a C+, so ignore Fujicate. This comes from John Thibodeau. Again, sorry, I'm clearing my throat so much today, but my allergies are really bothering me. He says, this came again through the message app. He says, I love your show, but you just dumped 100 emails on me in one shot. I apologize, John. Sorry about that. And I got to read these as a backup. This is really funny. Can I
okay, go ahead.
Doug Salamone. Hey, Carl, I'm a little pissed off, upset with you, he says. I just heard you sent 230 emails out. Well, I only got 90. So where are the other 140? Just kidding, my friend. I know you didn't deliberately send all those emails out. Keep up the good work. Your hard work pays better health and fitness dividends every day. Best, Doug. So there's a guy with a sense of humor.
That's funny. Okay, so I was supposed to give Christopher Gustafson a shout-out last week, and I didn't.
And you almost forgot this time, too.
I did not. I had it written down right here. So, Christopher, I'm giving you a shout-out. He's a listener from Sweden.
Yeah. He sent me... Oh, I can't say that. I'm sorry. Never mind. Excuse me.
He asked me if I saw it, and I said
yeah,
no.
No, don't even talk about it, because we can't talk about that and mention his name. That's all I can say.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway... this one comes from Eric Payne. He says, Carl, just a heads up. It's fun that you're doing all these giveaways these days. However, I don't have a Facebook account. Not that it changes much, just that it would be fun to take part. Stay strong, brother. And so we do download the app. Well, he has the app. So we got to start doing more giveaways through the app.
I was just getting ready to say we can do some giveaways through the app next. That will be our next.
We're going to give away a set of PowerBlock Quick Change dumbbells worth like $600.
Can I enter?
No, you can't.
Oh, come on.
You already have PowerBlocks.
No, you do.
Well, they're yours too. You can use them. we're going to do that one where the only way you can enter is through the app.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So there you go. Sit tight. Eric, we'll take care of that.
Okay. So Carmela Cierzo, she was on the show about her thyroid because she's had some thyroid issues. So she's been posting some thyroid tips. And here's one of her thyroid tips. Cold weather can increase your body's need for thyroid hormone, make you more hyperthyroid, and may cause your THS to rise and free T4 and free T3 levels to drop. If you notice hypothyroid symptoms worsening as the weather gets colder, it's worth having your blood levels evaluated. You may need a slight increase in your thyroid hormone replacement dosage. Some doctors even make it a standard practice to raise their patients' dosages slightly during colder months in order to meet the body's requirements.
Interestingly enough, I kind of alluded to this on a show this week. So My doctor put me on 1 grain of Armour Thyroid because I have been developing some symptoms that can only be attributed to a failing thyroid. So I did a little challenge test one day. I took 40 micrograms of T3, and damn, if I didn't feel fantastic. So I told my doctor, he looked back over the most recent blood work, and he goes, well, there is some indication here that you may not be, you know, feeling the effects of your thyroid hormone that you're producing, looking at TSH and free T3 and T4 and so on. So he gave me a 1 grain prescription of Armour Thyroid, and I got to tell you something. I feel fantastic. I'm sweating regularly again. It's all changing again.
Is Armour the natural form?
Yeah, it's porcine. It's desiccated porcine thyroid, which means it comes from pig thyroid. And so it has T4, T3, and some other thyroid hormones in it as well. Yeah, that's natural.
Hmm.
So that's it. I take it first thing in the morning, and I got to tell you something. I feel great all day long. And I think it'll contribute to my weight loss as well.
Yes. That's a good thing.
Okay. This one comes from Dan Rollins. He says, yesterday's show was one of the best ones in the last 6 months. So many aha moments. And I think the show he was talking about, since this came in on the 13th, was Practical Programming for Strength Training, plus Living Leaner with Leaner Living, plus Exercise plus Liposuction May Improve Cognition in the Obese. So thank you for that compliment, Dan.
I got to tell you, I like the Leaner Living product, the Glycosolve. If I have, like, for example, oatmeal in the morning, I take it 15 minutes beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Especially if you're having a high carbohydrate meal or you just want to be leaner. I mean, if you just want to control blood sugar better, they have the highest amount and the highest concentration, best berberine in the world in that supplement.
And even long before they were advertisers, our doctor, Matt Andrew, gave me a bottle of it.
Yeah, he said, try this. He said, yes, this is great stuff. So that's how we found out about it. Doctors are using it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great stuff. And you can save 10% by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. All right, we read this one already. No, this is actually the email that I got from Michelle. So let me read this. This is the one that I answered to at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Please watch how you talk about women and birth control. We are not all using it to, and she quote, have casual unprotected sex. That sounds suspiciously like being called a whore. I recently stopped taking mine, but I have been married for 21 years and used it with my husband because we did not want more children. Thank you. And that was what I mentioned at the beginning of the show. That was the actual message she sent to me. So there you go.
Sorry, Michelle.
I can be a jerk. That's true. This comes from Wes Scott. This was live. So Wes obviously has the app. So when we were talking about gratitude a little while ago,
yes,
he says, hey, Carl, I'm truly grateful for your show because you took the risk to make it happen. Thank you. And I told him we were going to read this on the air. And he said, cool. I started a gratitude journal in March. And I can't tell you how many things I was taking for granted that enhanced and put joy in my life. Many blessings to you and your show. Isn't that nice?
That was very nice.
So there's a perfect example of gratitude at work.
Do you have a gratitude journal?
No, but I have things that I'm really grateful for that I'm reminded of constantly.
And what are you grateful for?
Oh, I don't want to say them on the air.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I mean,
That's fine.
Yeah,
it's a personal thing.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of things I'm really, really grateful for.
Okay,
you're one of them. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
So, okay, this one comes from Randy Higley. First, thanks so much for the wonderful Larry Scott homage you put on yesterday. Your questions and the responses showed care and respect for Larry and his life. Second, when you said, I used to lift heavier in one of your comments, it reminded me of a story about Larry that I remembered and wanted to share. Years ago, when Larry retired after he won his second Olympia, he wanted to work hard on his new marriage, his second, I believe. So even stopped working out for a short while. Some people gain weight, but Larry lost a lot of weight. And after he retired, anyway, he was about 165 pounds. And he thought he looked all right, but he started receiving comments like, are you sick? And the big one, did you used to be Larry Scott? That's a good one. Sometimes people are downright blunt and rude, but after this, Larry immediately started working out again the rest of his life. Sometimes simple comments make a world of difference. Carl, keep up the great work, and thanks so much for paying tribute to those who have paved the way for all who have followed. It's truly appreciated. Randy. P.S. Try to put this through your website, but keep saying token error, so I directly mailed you. I'll have to see what's wrong with the website, because we are launching the new website soon, so maybe there's some issues there.
Right.
You got one?
No, I just wanted to remind people, if they haven't liked our Facebook page, we're giving away next Friday on the air 4 boxes of Quest bars.
To anybody who has already liked the Supreme Radio Network page, and if you haven't, go there. It's facebook.com/ Superhuman Radio Network. Like the page, and you are automatically entered to win 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. It doesn't get better than that. I think that's all we have.
That's it.
It's been a great week. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for listening all week. And we've got a lot of really good shows next week, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.